every day was easy. I love that place. Amazing organization. Amazing food. I could have kept going.
How many days in a row could you eat Chick-fil-A? Except Sundays, of course. Well, today on the podcast, you'll meet the California man who holds this delicious record. Hey there, welcome to My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast. I'm your host, Allison Storm. I'm joined by my co-host, Jim Mann. Jim, what is your record for days in a row that you've eaten Chick-fil-A?
Oh, it's huge. I think it's two.
That's probably what I'm at as well. But I believe you probably hold the record for wearing blue plaid the most days in a row.
Yeah, that's 417.
Okay, yeah, definitely a record holder on that one. Well, in my research, I found quite a chain of chicken challenges. So you have to kind of dig back into the news archive. So I found the story that a few years ago, there were reports about a teenage boy in Atlanta who broke a record by eating at Chick-fil-A more than 100 days in a row. That story inspired Mark Mendenhall, who is known as the mayor of his Chick-fil-A in California. It inspired Mark to eat Chick-fil-A 114 days in a row.
Man, this sounds like something in your wheelhouse, because
I do love a challenge.
You love challenges.
I do.
Yeah, I don't. I'd be like, 2 days was fine for me, and I skip a day and I go back.
Yeah, right. Well, the funny thing is Mark was like really into it. And on day 15, Mark was at Disneyland with his family, which they don't have a Chick-fil-A at Disneyland, or didn't at the time. So he drove back to his Chick-fil-A to keep the streak alive and then rejoined his family at Disney.
Well, that sounds crazy at first, but then I got to thinking he probably saved a lot of money by not eating at Disneyland.
Oh, yeah? Good point.
Including the gas and everything. You probably saved some money.
Yeah, it's like $20 for a hot dog at Disney.
Yes.
Well, then in 2020, a Pennsylvania man saw that story and thought, I can beat it. So Matt Stout ended up with a 132-day Chick-fil-A streak. Ben Boyles saw that story. See what I mean by this is like such a chain?
Yes.
And Ben got inspired. We're so excited to have Ben with us today on the podcast. Ben, how many days in a row did you eat Chick-fil-A?
It was 153 days.
Wow. That's incredible. Now that you're on top of the heap, you're like a target. Is there anybody that you know of that's beaten you yet or is about to?
I have not heard of anything yet, at least in California. I haven't seen any news articles anywhere else either, but I'm sure eventually it will happen. But see, actually, I don't know if they mentioned it in my article. So the gentleman had actually, the Pennsylvania guy had actually continued on. And I think he hit like 250. So he kept going. You're going to have to contact him next, because after his article, he was debating, and he actually continued. So he told me, I reached out on Instagram, and he eventually responded and said that he kept going. So he is the man nationally. I just have the California record at this point.
He, in the article, said that around day 100, it got really tough for him. So which day was the hardest for you?
Oh, neither. Neither day. Every day was easy. I love that place. Amazing organization. Amazing food. I could have kept going. It's just my work schedule that messed things up for me. Otherwise, I would have kept going.
Wow. So tell us about the charity aspect of this challenge.
Yeah, so I actually partnered with Troy Hess. He is the owner there of my local location. And he mentioned this foster youth services organization, and it sounded great. So we ran with it.
And how much did you end up making for them?
We did $100 per day. So what was that? $15,300.
Yeah,
we raised $100 per day that I ate there, and we cut them a check for $15,300. It was a nice thing to do.
Now, did you have a particular order, or which meal of the day did you usually eat at Chick-fil-A?
Oh, yes. I'm a creature of habit. So during the day, it would always be the spicy Southwest salad, and I would modify that slightly to my liking. So, and then if I was there in the evening during those colder months, I would do the tortilla soup, which is amazing as well.
Yeah, that's super good. So no waffle fries.
No, I was trying to be a good boy. I cut out the sweet tea and cut out the fries. I was just doing the salad and the water and trying to be a good boy.
Okay, so probably didn't gain much weight during this challenge.
No. No, I didn't. That was actually a joke that Troy and I had, right? Like, you're not going to sue me if you gain a bunch of weight, right? I'm like, no. So it was good. We were just joking around. But so the salad, I actually modify that salad. So for those that ever want to try it, so I would always do double chicken, right? So they cut up a second filet on there for me, so it was nice and meaty. And then I would do two Italian dressings. So I strayed from the dressing that comes with it. So double Italian dressing, and then those packets of tortilla strips, if you've ever had them, are absolutely amazing. And so I would literally put 6 to 8 packets of tortilla strips on that salad, shake it up, and go to town.
Oh, you never did the market salad?
No, never messed with the market. The spicy Southwest was my thing.
Oh, man. I've never even tried that one. I'm a market salad man, but I might venture out just because you said that.
I think we definitely need to order it the Ben way.
Yes, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. They need to add that on the menu as a special.
So when did your passion for Chick-fil-A begin?
Oh, goodness. Several years before, right? So once it was built in town, I didn't go for a couple of years. I just never went. And then once I finally showed up, I fell in love like everybody else, I think. And it just became a weekly thing, right? Before it became a daily thing.
Yeah. I don't want to brag, but I really started this challenge off because I ate it 2 days in a row. And then
there you go.
Somebody wanted to go with three days, and then it just took off from there. And people like you, the pros, took over. So, but, you know, I started it all.
Very good. Well, I thank you for that.
What did your family think about this?
Oh, the wife was skeptical at first because you had to put some effort into it, right? You have to manage your day, plan your day to make sure that you get there. And then vacations got interesting. You had to hope that your vacation location had one, right? Which fortunately they did. So I made that work. But yeah, they were skeptical at first and they loved it. Saturday became a great thing for my girls. They're 4 and 6. And they love the nuggets. So that became a good Saturday morning thing. We'd head over there and it was during COVID, right? So we were just out there eating in the car. So it was hot and fresh because we couldn't go inside. So it was good. They wound up enjoying it.
Wow. Just for the record, I took my son to school this morning and we stopped by Chick-fil-A on the way in. So, yeah, I feel pretty good about that.
Very, very good.
Keep it going, Jim. Keep it going.
I am. I'm going to do 2 days starting tomorrow. And I might just take over. I might take over and do that. But I don't think I could. I have to go through the whole menu, eat something different each time.
Right.
So, Ben, you took Sundays off, right? You didn't, like, order double on Saturday and eat cold Chick-fil-A on Sundays.
Right. Yeah, Sundays, they were closed, so that kind of gave you the break if you needed it. Which, I mean, I did not, but for those that would need it, yeah, Sunday will provide that break, right? You can go out and get your Chinese or, your Mexican or pizza, whatever else you want to break it up. But, yeah, it helped.
What did your friends and coworkers think? Did they think you were a little crazy?
They did. A lot of them would go with me most of the time as a group thing. But there'd be those days where I was solo because they weren't gonna continue it and put that much effort into it. So a lot of the days I was by myself, but a good chunk of them I had company. So but I didn't mind it. I knew what I was doing. I had a mission. So it's all right.
You dropped those friends, didn't you?
No hard feelings.
All right. Well, hey, we're going to take a quick break, but when we return, we've got another Chick-fil-A challenge for Ben.
Hey, guys, Allison here. I know a lot of you have little nuggets at home, so I wanted to take a minute to tell you about another passion of mine besides Chick-fil-A. It's called crowdsourcing kids. A few years ago, after a life-changing trip to India with the ministry Set Free, I created Crowdsourcing Kids, a way to teach kids compassion and kindness while helping to solve the world water crisis. Here's how it works. 50 kids each sell 10 adorable stuffed elephants handmade by young ladies rescued from slavery. With their efforts combined, those 50 kids will have raised enough money to drill a well in India. So far, we've drilled 7 kid-powered wells. giving the gift of clean water to nearly 22,000 people. Now we need your help. We're looking for kids to sell elephants so we can drill our 8th Crowdsourcing Kids well in India. To get involved and get your elephant kit, head to crowdsourcingkids.com. That's crowdsourcingkids.com. We're proving that kids really can change the world.
And welcome back. It's time for Food for Thought. Ben, answer these 10 questions quicker than a trip through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right. What's your favorite sauce?
Polynesian.
Perfect. What celebrity would you like to eat nuggets with?
Oh, gosh. How about Chris Pratt?
Nice. If you worked at a Chick-fil-A, what job would you like to do?
Frontline team lead. That'd be good.
Oh, yeah. And I know you don't do sugar much, but what's your favorite milkshake flavor?
Oh, just plain old vanilla.
Nice, nice. If you could only order one menu item the rest of your life, which I know what it will be, what is it?
It's going to be that spicy Southwest salad.
And what menu item have you never tried?
Oh, there's several. I mean, I can't really...
Everything else.
The one right now, but there's several. Yeah, basically everything else. I've had the nuggets, I've had the salad, I've had the brownie, the cookies, and the tortilla soup. So basically everything else. Yeah, never tried it.
All right. Have you ever dressed up like a cow to get free chicken?
I have not, but I would.
All right. How many points do you have on your Chick-fil-A rewards?
Ooh, this is going to be the shocker. Zero. I never used the app.
Ben.
I know. Missed opportunity.
You could feed your family for a year off of what you've been eating.
I bet I could. And Troy, you know, Troy the owner, he did mention that somewhere along the line, but I was lazy, I guess. I just never did it. I was always too full, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Taking naps.
But how many nuggets do you think you can eat in one sitting?
Oh, what was that big box they brought out there at one point? Gosh, was it 30?
Yeah,
I forgot what they brought
out.
So. I could definitely, yeah, I remember doing that. I was in Orlando on a vacation during this, doing Disney World, and I killed off one of those big boxes.
Wow. All right, are you team nuggets or team strips?
Oh, nuggets for sure.
Or team salad?
Oh, yeah. Team salad first, but the nuggets are amazing. I love them.
I can't get over this fact that you don't have the app. I'm sorry. You seem like a very, you know, accomplished and driven man. Like, how did you let that one slide?
I know. I just didn't do it. I don't know. Next time, right? Next time.
Is there going to be a next time?
It's definitely not out of the question. If I can get the work schedule to line up and all the stars to align, I might do it again. Well, because I have to beat the Pennsylvania guy, right? He kept going.
Yeah.
And I can't settle for second place.
Wow. So, Matt, is Matt the Pennsylvania guy?
I believe so. It's been a while, right? A year and a half or so, but yeah, I believe that was his name.
Okay. Have you ever connected with him, or is he mad at you for pushing him on?
I reached out on Instagram. It took him quite a long time to respond. No hard feelings there, but he may or may not have waited to respond until I had already stopped. But hey, you know, good for him. I wouldn't want to tip off the competition either, right? So I'm not mad at it. Good for him.
That's interesting. So this got a little heated. How do we know for sure he didn't have a gap?
We don't. Yeah, I just took his word for it, but I think you should definitely interview him and see how his went. I do remember his article or his interview that he was up in the air about continuing or not. So I know he didn't stop right then at that article. It was open-ended. But yeah, it seems that he continued. So we'll see. We'll see. We'll find out what he tells you.
Wow. So interesting. I love this. It's a little juicy now. So what's your next challenge? If you weren't going to do a Chick-fil-A challenge, what kind of challenge would you do?
Oh, goodness. That's a good question. I'm not up with the fads, but we'll definitely not do the Tide Pod challenge.
Oh,
that
no.
will not be happening.
No.
No, I don't know. We'll see what else comes along. I don't really eat anywhere else, right, to attempt it anywhere else. Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
Awesome. Well, keep us posted, Ben. This is a fun story. We love it.
I will. I will do that. If I start again, you will be the first to know.
Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
If you enjoyed today's show, please do what a Chick-fil-A team member would do. Politely pass this goodness on to a friend. Take a screenshot, share it on social media, and help us spread the word. Also, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, can you do me a favor? Pick up your phone, hit those 5 stars, and leave a review. We love reading them, and we'd love to read yours. Until next time, stay tender and saucy, my friends.
Special thanks to our sound engineer, me, and our co-host, also me. This episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, was written and produced by Allison Storm, but it was edited by me. For more information about me, visit manmadeproductions.com. That's man with two N's, madeproductions.com.